definitely quite a bit of optimism. We do have to put a lot of research into this and test these methods in laboratory conditions. But I'm pretty optimistic with it because these heat-evolved microalgae, they can form a symbiosis with many different coral species. And so if we increase, so when we increase the thermal tolerance of this one microalgae strain, we can potentially increase the thermal tolerance of many different coral species. So this is definitely a breakthrough and something that we haven't been able to do before. Yeah, because the reef has been declining, or the conditions of the reef have been declining over the last few years, especially in Australia, we are looking into how to improve the conditions of the reef and how to restore it. What can we do potentially to help corals survive climate change? And there's a number of different options and potential interventions that we have to improve the thermal tolerance of corals or to restore the reef. So this is really something that we have to develop pretty much as soon as possible, because if we need this very soon in the future or in a few years, it would be too late to put this kind of efforts into to develop these interventions. So we really have to put all our efforts into now to come up with potential solutions for the reef in order to help it survive climate change.